In the next few years, this land will be the site of a major logging initiative as part of the Chequamegon-Nicolet National Forest's 4 Mile Project. I visited this summer with Don Waller, who chairs a science panel for the Environmental Law and Policy Center, or ELPC. He said parts of the logging project will happen in places that are still recovering from the cutover a century ago.
They're cutting the forest off at the knees, in a sense, in terms of its total potential lifespan.
The ELPC filed a formal objection to the plan, arguing it would damage forest health and reduce habitat for the American marten, the only mammal on the state endangered species list. But within the last few weeks, after hundreds of pages of review, the National Forest decided to set aside those objections and allow the project to commence, with some amendments, said Chad Kirschbaum, the forest district ranger.
We did some updates to the biological evaluation, specifically related to marten and wood turtle. And really, those revolved around providing clarification in our analysis.
The forest also pointed out the plan would thin some stands of trees that are overstocked, contribute to demand for forest products, and reduce wildfire risk. Kirschbaum and forest administrators ultimately decided a more rigorous environmental impact statement review wasn't needed because the project wouldn't have a significant effect on the quality of the human environment. That worries Justin Vickers, an ELPC staff attorney who has seen a trend towards quicker logging approvals without full environmental impact statements.
You know, while I wasn't surprised in the sense that it sort of was in line with their change in policy that appears to have happened since about 2011, you know, certainly disappointed in the outcome.
Vickers said the ELPC is now considering action in federal court. Kirschbaum, the National Forest District Ranger, says timber sales will likely be advertised in 2022. For WXPR News, I'm Ben Meyer.